Well, Lee Wood, you'll be taking two of your pups to contest the semi-finals of the Betfair Breeders Classic in Hobart tonight. Let's first of all talk about Riley Dyrie, and he appears in the first semi-final, race number 3. And quite an impressive qualifying win.
Yeah, he went pretty good, considering Pete, he hadn't seen the track, and he's been a little bit wayward when he was being broken in, but I think he's come to the grips now, and I think he's starting to learn to race a lot better with a bit more maturity under his guard, and yeah, he's not a bad little dog now. He's starting to begin better and doing everything right at the moment, Pete, yeah.
Well, he's drawn box 4, but he did win from box 4 in Launceston 3 starts back, and that was, and won quite decisively in 30-17, which was a fair effort.
Yeah, like box 4 is not a real good box, but when you lead, it doesn't matter what box you come out of it. But, yeah, he sort of showed a lot of potential before that run, and that night he actually jumped very well and led, and which surprised me a little bit, and he went on with the job nice, and he's been going pretty good ever since, you know. Yeah.
Did you always think he had a future?
Oh, yeah, he's always had a future. He broke in pretty good, except for a few hiccups we had with him early. He sort of wasn't showing a lot of speed early, and I just put that down to inexperience and not, you know, never had his heart right into it. But now he's turned the corner, I think, and he's doing everything wonderful at the moment, Pete, yeah.
He's very keen, and you expect him to lead?
I think he can lead tonight, and if he leads, I think he can win, yeah.
All right. Well, over into the fourth semi-final, the last one of the night, you've got 3 tradies coming out of box 3, and 3 tradies is coming off 2 wins, a win and a juvenile at Devonport, and that was, you know, quite impressive, in 26-24, and then in Hobart in the quali, 26-75. Not brilliant speed, but is a good finisher.
Yeah, a little bit disappointed with his time in Hobart, even though he hadn't seen the track either, Peter, but he's a lot better dog than that, and I found a couple of little sore spots on him that I've treated up through the week, and he hadn't had a gallop for 10 days or something, or he'd only had one little sprint since the Devonport win, and but he was a little bit disappointing in his time, but still he won, and he won nice, and he is an experienced dog now, because he runs second in the Breeders in Launceston.
Yeah.
And made up a lot of ground in that race, but he's the sort of dog, if he can get up on the pace, he's going to be hard to beat too, but, you know, place your bets, definitely the dog to beat. He's doing everything right, and he's a Hobart dog, so he's the one to beat for sure.
Okay, mate, well, yeah. You're confident, you've got 2 genuine chances to make the final anyway.
Yeah, two genuine chances, yeah, second up on the track, you'd think they'd improve a little bit more, and hopefully they know the lift of the lid now, and they haven't had a run since last Saturday, so they haven't been out of another box. So, you know, all going well, hopefully they begin and get up on the pace and show their true ability, because they've got a nice little bit of ability.
Lee Wood, thanks very much, and all the best to Riley Dyrie and 3 tradies in the semi-finals of the Betfair Breeders Classic in Hobart.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. No worries, mate. Thanks.